We've got another email here from Alex Meacham, and he writes, "Possible spoiler. Hey guys, how's it going? My name is Alex, I'm 16, and I'm from Alabama. What is up with the ending of Evangelion? I'm talking about Evangelion, the end of Evangelion. After I got done watching it, the only thing I had to say was, what happened? Maybe you guys can explain to me what's going on. Thanks for reading this, and keep up the good work. P.S. Evangelion screws with your mind."
Man, I'm not even going to dignify this with a response, because it's like, Hideki Hano joked the planet with Evangelion, and Evangelion is the kind of thing, with his joke on the planet influenced all of robot anime to come afterwards, and it was only until like Gao Gaigar and the Gonagai remakes that it started to turn around. We still haven't quite gotten over it completely.
You're right in saying that he did his ending and then, you know, people didn't like it, and he said, well, you know, I'm just gonna screw with you more, and that's all a big joke on his part. He's so, laughing all the way to the bank.
Here's our answer for you, Alex. If you really want to talk extensively about what happened in Evangelion and what happened in the ending and what does it mean, if you really are of the opinion that there is depth to that show beyond that of a muddy puddle in the street in which you try and look in from the surface and it looks like it's really deep until you actually jump in and you realize, oh wait, there's no depth to this whatsoever. Ha, joke's on me. If you don't think that's true, there's a website out there called Ava Monkey, and all they do is talk about Ava. There's a huge message board for them. AvaMonkey.com. It's the ultimate Evangelion resource site. Go there, read that site. That way, we will never have to talk about Evangelion on this show.